Hello, and welcome to my talk, Powerful Productivity with Hyperbole and Org Mode. I'm the author of Hyperbole, Bob Weiner. So a little about me, I'm the co-maintainer now with Matt Liddell of Hyperbole, which is part of GNU ELPA. And I'm a longtime application architect and developer. I've been developing Emacs packages for many years, and Hyperbole is kind of the culmination of working on a lot of different aspects of information management and hypertext systems. The goal of this talk is to show that embedding simple Hyperbole text patterns into org documents gives org even more power and helps bring your documents to life, as you'll see when we go through the interactive examples here, without really adding much cognitive overhead to anything that you need to do. So an overview of what we'll talk about, why the package is called Hyperbole, how the context-sensitive action and assist keys work, those are collectively known as the smart keys, what implicit buttons are and some great examples of those, and then how the action key works not only outside of org mode but with existing org mode constructs, how we can search through org mode with one of Hyperbole subsystems, HiRolo, embedding org tables in the Hyperbole outliner, which is called the K-outliner. Ways that you can use Hyperbole constructs of action buttons, which you'll learn about, and key series to create interactive demonstrations that let you produce good examples for any kind of tutorials you might want to do for people. And finally, some acknowledgments in the conclusion of the talk. So why is it called Hyperbole? We wanted something fun, something that people could interpret in many different ways, and also to show a little of the magic that you'll see that Hyperbole brings to hypertext and manipulation of the button action metaphor that we use in Hyperbole. Here's a nice quote from John Wigley, who was the maintainer of Emacs at one time, and he wrote a whole article talking about Hyperbole and how it helps you get a handle on the ever-increasing information load that we have to manage every day as knowledge workers. So let's talk about just getting started with Hyperbole. How do you install it? It works on every major current Emacs version. To install it, you use the Emacs package manager and just execute this one line right there, package install. If you want to get a more advanced version, which is our development release, you just point your package manager to ELPA devel, and then install it normally. You activate Hyperbole after installing it with this line, and you deactivate it with this line because it's a global minor mode, so you can just toggle it on and off. And if you don't like it, you can rapidly get rid of it using this interactive command as well. So complete details are available online. And this entire presentation will be made available as part of Hyperbole version 9.0, which will be released this month. If you'd like to get involved with Hyperbole or just hear some of the discussion, we have a pretty low traffic mailing list. Just send a message to that address. And a lot of people through the years have been asking, although we have a lot of written documentation, for some videos. So here you go. There's a lot of Hyperbole videos out there now on YouTube. And again, you'll have all the links to them to look at your convenience. So let's talk about how you interact with hyperbole, especially from an org perspective. One major feature of hyperbole are the smart keys, which are context-sensitive keys, which are made a return, is called the action key, and control U made a return is the assist key. These keys are shared with org mode, since you know there's a binding that you probably use a fair bit, made a return, and we'll talk about how that sharing works and how you can use it inside org mode. So outside of org, you can also press made a return, the action key, and get all sorts of context-sensitive behavior. For example, a simple behavior here is just go to the end of the line, hit made a return, and it will scroll that line to the top of the window, and the assist key will move it to the bottom as much as it can. So you have a proportional scrolling is one example of the context-sensitive keys. If you ever want to know what each key will do in any context, you can just type Control-HA, and it will give you an elaborate description of exactly what will happen in that context and all the attributes associated with any hyperbole button. This is actually a key series button that we'll learn about later that I just invoked to actually type those keys. So now we're going to go on to using the action keys on what hyperbole calls implicit buttons, which are basically textual patterns that the context-sensitive keys recognize and treat as hyperbuttons. So basically, hyperbole has a bunch of built-in types, and it recognizes a very light form of markup, as you'll see, and it turns those patterns into hyperbuttons that can execute arbitrary actions. So the first type of implicit button I'd like to tell you about are path links, right? Everybody links to different paths, but as you can see right here, hyperbole has a much more advanced notion of that. You can embed both elisp variables and environment variables with this dollar braces syntax anywhere in a path. And then you can have hard-coded path followed by a hash sign, like a markdown section link. But this hash sign works in all different modes. It works in org mode. It works on single line comments and programming modes. It works to match to just regular Emacs outline sections. So here we have a regular textual document, and we're linking to the section org mode. And then we can have colon, line number, colon, column number. But in this case, since we link to a section, these are relative to the section. So let's just activate this with made a return. And we jumped right there, and you can see, even though the header was all in caps, hyperbole recognized it, did a case-insensitive match. We didn't have to add a dash between org and mode like we have to do in a normal markdown link. So you just put the section that you want to link to exactly as it's typed if you want. And you can see we went down two lines and to the sixth column. So it did exactly what we expected right there. So other forms of using this section link is here's to an org file. And we jump to another talk of ours where you can see all the action types that are built in to hyperbole. It's quite rich. You can also just link to a comment within a shell script or a configuration file. So here we're jumping to a comment line right there. So very flexible path name handling. There's even more to it that we'll see down here. If you add a dash to a elisp library, where you can put the .el on here as well, or .elc if you even want it, this will automatically load that library. So you see in the mini buffer, it loaded org ID. If you put an exclamation mark in front of a command line command, it will run that in an Emacs shell. So here we just went to the shell and it ran the date command. Similarly, we could just look at the top of our .emacs file. And again, this is all running inside org mode. So you could embed those implicit buttons in programming comments if you wanted to, and they'd work just as well for you. And if you want to run a GUI program, you put an ampersand in front of it. And on a Mac, I can just say open a PDF file, and there it is. It opens it in preview, and we can jump back to where we were. So a lot of flexibility. You don't need any other libraries to do recognize different file suffixes. All of that's just built right into Hyperbole. So now Hyperbole also provides an implicit type called key series. Key series are just essentially like keyboard macros, but typed into your buffer. They're surrounded by braces, and that's the only thing that tells Hyperbole that they're a key series. There's nothing else associated with these hyper buttons except the text that you see here. So you can just type them directly into your buffers. So here's just a set of operations to show you the flexibility of what you can do. So if I activate this, it's going to switch to my Scratch buffer and insert that text that you see there. And you see RET will embed return keys in a key series. So the difference between a key sequence and a key series is that a key series can be any number of key sequences strung together. So here is another example where, what if we wanted to display this org file as an HTML file in our web browser? So let's do it. Made a return, it displays right away. And you see we were able to actually, since we're looking at just part of the org file, it exported just that part. And you can see these links do work. So pretty cool already, but there's a lot more as you explore Hyperbole. The next type of implicit button type that we have is linking to info nodes. So the syntax here is just double quotes and then parentheses for the manual that you want to link to. And then you can put a node name or an index item name. So you can link immediately to any index entry in any info manual. So let's try it. So this took us right to the definition of what Control-C, Control-L does in the org manual. Pretty good. Down here, we have some other info links, but we've added the Hyperbole name to the button. So if you name these, you can then reference these names elsewhere in the document. So you can see that you can activate this button either from there or from its name. And it works either way. And so once we have a name like IB, we can, anywhere in the document, we can embed an iLink type implicit button, and that links to the IB button. And the neat thing is that when we activate this button, it actually does whatever the implicit button did. So let's try to jump back to that section. And in fact, it does display implicit buttons. So you can have these implicit links. Further, Hyperbole gives you something called a personal button file, which is just activated through the mini buffer menu that Hyperbole exposes a lot of its capabilities from. So I'll just use that and type Control H, H, B for button file, P for personal file. And it took me to the bottom of my personal button file. And you can see in here I've already added the same implicit buttons. Once we name buttons in this file, they become global. and we can use them in any buffer that we want within Emacs. So then we can make global links to those buttons with the glink button type. And or I could say Control HH, let's do a global action button. And so here you see I can then use that IB button and activate it. But let's change that to FRM, and you see it jumped to it. The same way, if I use the global link, it does the same thing. Excellent. So a lot of power in the way you can link with implicit buttons. Even better, we have this type called an action button, which is a generalization of implicit buttons. And all you have to do is take the outer parens off a Lisp expression, any S expression, and change those to angle brackets, and all of a sudden you've got a hyper button. So here we have a variable where we wouldn't have any parens, but we can just put the angle brackets around it, and then when we activate it with made a return in the MIDI buffer, it displays the value of that variable. If we instead invoke a command with it can be a function or a command with arguments, then it'll just run that. So here's doing a grep over the current directory for action buttons. And once we get that grep, we can then like jump to any of these that we want, staying in the same buffer like a normal grep buffer that you've gotten some other way. If we want to go back to where we were, we have a history button in Hyperbole that just takes us back there. So we have a built-in command that sets up the key logging that you see at your right. You just invoke this. It actually installs the interaction log package if you don't have it, sets up the nice syntax highlighting that you see on the right, and lets you use it for any of your demos. There's another type that interacts with YouTube videos. So one of the hard things to achieve with YouTube videos is playing just a snippet. And so it's easy to get a start time, but not to get an end time. So Hyperbole takes care of that for you and lets you have a flexible way of specifying the start and the end time, as you see here. And it also doesn't make you put in the full URL, but just the ID of a video that you want to play. And let's see if this works.
You can integrate with Treemax, as we showed you, Ace Window, Org Mode. We've seen that all along. And I don't need to talk to you about Org Mode, but we're still working on just making this perfect. But send us your comments of what works, what doesn't work in Org Mode, and we'll make it work smoothly like all the rest.
So there you see, it just stopped and right at the point that we wanted it to. You can also search YouTube, and I'll just activate this button, and you get all the matching videos for you to play that match any phrase that you give it. So nice and convenient, and again, you can embed these in programming files or anywhere you like. Of course, a lot of org files. Now, the next type of implicit button is kind of interesting. It's called window grids. And this is like a table of Emacs windows that you can fill with different groupings of buffers. So let's say we wanted just the existing dir-ed buffers that we have. So here again, I'm using one of these key sequence buttons, and I've said, okay, give me a Windows grid and just give me buffers that match dir-ed mode and give me a 2x3 grid. So I hit it. Let's try it again. Okay, let's do the next one, see if that works. Okay, there we go. So here's a 2x3 set of org files that if we go back to show you what we linked to, we said, find me just the org files that match this Emacs pattern and give it to me in a 2x3 matrix. So if I change this to 2x2, you can see that it immediately adapts right there. And then if I have installed the ACE window package, I can just say meta O F and jump right to the one that was labeled F, meta O S. So I can go very rapidly. If I have this Windows grid of like 4x4, I can get to any window immediately. And of course I could automate that using key series in Hyperbole. So let's go back to where we were. And that kind of gives you Windows grids, but there's various ways to filter for just like programmatic files or other things that you can learn if you spend some more time with Hyperbole. So we've shown you how you can embed existing Hyperbole constructs inside org, but what about using the context-sensitive action key on org constructs themselves? So this is where we have to talk about how we share the action key with org mode. So there's a variable to allow for that that we've set up called hsysorg enable smart keys. And let's just look at the value of that. In the mini buffer, we see it's already set to T, which is the way I want to operate, which means every context in org mode make the action key work. The default is this button setting, where only hyper buttons and org links are sensitive to the action key. In other contexts where you would normally use meta return to insert like a new headline still work that way. So out of the box, you wouldn't see much of a change. But once you change it to this T, then other contexts like the end of the line work like that, that scrolling that I showed you before. So if you want to see all the context, here's a little button that shows you the command smartorg and its documentation for all the contexts in org mode that the action key supports, which is quite a few. And this is also the assist key. So I don't want to go into too much detail there. We have a lot to cover, so I'm just giving you a taste of all of this. So where else in org mode, now that we have that setting, let's look at how the action key can help us. So the action key supports all of org's standard kind of buttons and links. So here's just a link to a target within org mode. So if I action key on that, it takes me to the target. And if I action key on that, it takes me back to the link. Similarly, for radio targets, we had one way back here that we embedded, and it takes us right back here when we hit return. Internal heading links work just as normal. And here I'll use tag return, pop mark, to get me back to the same place. And this is just showing that a normal external file link will display just as you would expect. So you don't have to remember the org open key. You can just, like you do in all these other contexts, just hit meta return and it will typically do the right thing for you. Now, here's a comparison of how Hyperbole helps if we wanted to toggle inline image display, as you saw in the first screen that we had, where we had two images that were links there. With Hyperbole on the right, we just embed this toggle inline images button and hit meta return on it, and that's it. With org mode, we first have to embed an ELISP button that will disable confirmation of activation of ELIS buttons, and then we have to move around and activate a second one and have all this extra text to toggle it. So here's the keystrokes involved, and compare that to what you have to do with hyperbole. So by embedding hyperbole buttons in your org files, you can save a lot of typing and sort of get a lot more power as well. And you can always use org buttons and hyperbole buttons and any of their features together. So you're not really losing anything. You're just gaining a lot of value. With org to-dos, guess what? When you press made return, it's going to cycle through the various states of the to-do. But even better, there's if I have multiple groups of to-dos, if I hit the assist key, it'll switch from Matt's to-dos to Bob's to-dos, because we've defined that in this file, and now it just goes through Bob's state. So this way we can have multiple teammates supported, and we can easily, with just the action and assist key, cycle through all those states rapidly. Now, even better, when we get into code blocks in org, instead of having to remember yet another key, the Control-C, Control-C, we can run the code block by just pressing the action key on the header, and you see it inserted the results right there. If I press the assist key, it will erase the results. I can do that on the end block as well, the same way. Now, one of the interesting things hyperbole does too is it interprets the result of this path variable, colon separated directories, as directories. So I can just made a return on that, and it recognizes that I pressed on any one of those directories, and it takes me right to duret. And similar up here, if I just want to go up to the developer directory here, I just hit made a return there, and it gives me a duret on that directory. So very rapid, I can quit out of there, and I'm right back to where I started. So you get rapid navigation, and I can tie that back in again. I wasn't going to show you this, but if I mark like four of these, and then I just hit the at key, it gives me a Windows grid of those four, in this case, executables. So very nice functionality, again, letting you move around very rapidly. And now if we had a more involved code block, I wanted to show you that when you have a directory that the code is linked back to, you can activate that as an implicit button with made a return, and it takes you to that directory. But if you hit it outside of the directory, then it actually just executes the code, and you'll see it'll insert the results down here. This is code to implement a stack and show you some operation overloading, like the plus and the star will concatenate two stacks, or double the S1 stack. So it's kind of a flexible example that you can find on the internet in my GitHub RSW GNU. So next we have the high rollo. I can't really go into too much detail about this, but it is a hierarchical record grep, essentially. So instead of grepping across lines, it greps across entire multi-line records. And that can be any kind of record format. Generally, we work on org type files or anything in a star type outline. So in this case, we want to run the rollo over lessons.org files within this Raman org notes directory. So let's just do that. And it asks for something we want to search for, so we'll search for programming. And it immediately found all of the hits. So we can do an overview of which headers, which sections got hit. So we say O, and that shows us every level. If we say T, it shows us just the top level. And then we can tab through all the hits. And as we get to each node, it auto expands. And when we move out of that node, it then collapses back until we get to the end. So very flexible. We got to the end. And then we just hit a Q and we're out of there and we're right back where we started. So you can have tens of thousands of records that you search for almost instantly using the Hi-Rollo system. And next we have, Hyperbole has the K outliner, which is an auto-numbered outliner where each heading or cell, as we call them, gets an automatic unique ID that's unique within the file, and it also auto numbers each section. So let's just jump to one of these example files that we have, the cell numbered 3D2. And you see this one, there's more cells and they're numbered this way, hierarchically. But you can see that this one has an org table, and it works. It's live, just like a normal org table. So I can hit return and add a row as well. So, but within here we have all sorts of very powerful outlining. You can move things around like you do in org with Alt down arrow or Alt up arrow, and the auto numbering is dynamic. It keeps up with all of your moves. So if I make this a subnode, it automatically gets numbered that way. Maybe if I change this to show as legal numbers, it'll be a little easier for you to track. So I can do escape tab, and I promoted that. All right. So you can promote and demote with tab, or you can hide. Hide things. You can change the view. That's what's really neat here. You can say clip everything to just two lines per cell, and now you see there are only two lines per cell. I could say get rid of the blank lines there, the B, and it'll just be like this. And I can embed all that into, let me just put this back to the way it normally is. Now I can embed all that in the links that I do right here. So here's one where you put the pipe symbol in, and that gives you a view spec right here, which you can learn about. So when I say display this, it should invoke it, and you see it clipped everything. It changed the numbering to legal mode, and it got rid of the blank lines. So all of that, you can get a very rich kind of view on, so it's a very advanced outliner to couple with org mode. And of course you can embed these in your org mode buffers as we've done here. So what we're showing here is that we can just embed simple commands and do very interesting kinds of demonstrations with org mode. So here's what if we want to get an overview of this specific buffer without changing this buffer. So we'll clone it and then display it in another window. So here you see it in overview mode, and we still have our presentation over here. Another thing is, what if we want to mark all the backup files in a directory so they're ready for deletion? We show the directory and you can see all the D's that got added to it there. So they're ready to be deleted. So lots of kinds of capabilities you can couple together. So that kind of is not an introduction to Hyperbole, but just a summary of ways that you can couple Hyperbole interestingly with org mode and get a lot more productivity out of using both. So I'd like to just kind of wrap up by acknowledging the org team and Matt, who's my co-maintainer and wrote all the test code for Hyperbole, Raman, who started to dive into Hyperbole and is writing about it, John Wigley, who wrote a very interesting article you should read about Hyperbole, and Adrian, who's great programmer and wrote a quick blog posting about it. And finally, the FSF for hosting us all these years and giving us a nice home for Hyperbole. And in conclusion, I'd say Hyperbole embeds well into Org Mode. Very little conflict. The idea is that you should use them together. They're not really in competition. Secondly, that it provides a very, very simple markup. You could see there was very little to it, and yet you got very powerful actions out of it. Hyperbole and Org can automate very complex things without you needing to understand how to program an ELISP. I think that's a very powerful thing for people who are writers or other non-programmers who use Emacs. And in total, it helps you bring your text to life. So here's a action button. It's not an action button, it's an explicit button that ran the game of life when we pressed it. So you can do arbitrary things both in and out of Emacs. Here are the links to Hyperbole documentation and Org Mode documentation. So thanks very much for attending. I'll look forward to your questions and seeing some of you become new Hyperbole users.